Family status discrimination, HRTO narrows self-accommodation requirement. A recent decision of the Human Rights Tribunal of Ontario, the HRTO, has further defined the scope of the test for family status discrimination. Employees may not be required to take measures to find alternative arrangements for infrequent, sporadic or unexpected family needs, before seeking protection under the Human Rights Code, the Code. Background. In Morocco v. ACD Wholesale Meats Limited, 2016 HRTO 41, Mr. Morocco, an employee who had worked with the employer for 1 month, was awarded $10,000 for injury to his dignity, feelings and self-respect. Mr. Morocco was dismissed for being absent from work for 3 consecutive days. On June 11, 2012, Mr. Morocco received permission from the employer's office manager to stay home on the following day to care for his children, as his wife was ill. On June 13, Mr. Morocco failed to show up for the start of his shift, calling in late to say that his wife was still ill and he would not be coming in. On June 14, Mr. Morocco punched in on time, but left shortly thereafter because of a sharp pain in his back, which was later determined to be a hernia. Upon overhearing this, the employer's owner summarily dismissed Mr. Morocco. Mr. Morocco alleged that the termination of his employment was discriminatory because it was based on his family status and/or disability. The HRTO agreed. On the issue of family status, the employer argued, citing Johnston, that Mr. Morocco was required to make reasonable efforts to find alternative child care arrangements for June 12 and 13. Because Mr. Morocco had not tried to find someone else to care for his children, the employer argued that he should not receive protection under the code. The HRTO disagreed that Mr. Morocco was required to try to make alternative arrangements, because the situation only involved an infrequent, sporadic or unexpected need to miss work, rather than a permanent or long-term child care issue. While seeking assistance from close family members may be a reasonable expectation, Mr. Morocco could not be expected to have a babysitter on call or attempt to hire a stranger from Craigslist or Kijiji to look after his children, before falling within the code's protection. Additionally, because the employer had given Mr. Morocco permission to be away from work on June 12 to care for his children, it could not use his absence on that date as a reason for dismissal. Key takeaways. After the Morocco decision, employers should be wary of taking disciplinary action against employees for responding to infrequent, sporadic or unplanned family needs. While employees are expected to act reasonably in the face of childcare or elder care issues, the nature and duration of the conflict, as well as the employee's personal circumstances, are important factors that will affect what is considered reasonable. An employee may still be protected by the code, even where he or she does not take any tangible steps to balance family and employer obligations, and instead prioritizes his or her family's needs.